Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Welcome back. We're 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is my 19th consecutive live Christmas program, and as we do many times, as I've said many times, all my guests on Christmas Day are Jews, and including our good friend Andrew Sherman, who's here right now. Andrew is an attorney, and he's been a member of my brain trust now for more than 16 years, coming up on 17 years. He's with Jones Day, a law firm. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack here. Franchising and licensing, that is the Bible on that topic. But so many others, road rules, be the truck, not the squirrel, raising capital, running and growing your business, is bill fast, bill right, et cetera, et cetera. He's our good friend, Andrew. Happy Hanukkah, a little bit belatedly.
Well, thank you. I was thinking about it this morning, Jim, and I think, and we may as well celebrate it since probably neither of us have the exact number, but this might be our 10th anniversary Christmas show.
I think it is, yeah.
That feels about right to me.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so I want to thank you for your abiding support with us. And you know, one of the things that I love to talk about with my Jewish friends is the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's correct.
Not your synagogue or my church, but the values, because many of the founders didn't even go to church. They weren't necessarily religious people, but they believed in the values that so much of our governance and the rules of order that we have in society are based on.
Well, there's two things there. Number one is absolutely, I mean, the values that they focused more on the values that we share rather than the differences. And right. Second, you know, we were built on this concept of a melting pot that, you know, people from many different lands and different languages and different traditions could together be stronger. And, you know, if you look at the incidents of the last couple of months, which we can get into later, we seem to have forgotten about the melting pot.
Yeah.
You listen to the debates coming up on our candidates, and they've forgotten about the melting pot. I mean, this is a fundamental premise of history is, you know, not just tolerance, but embracing other people. And, you know, I think about our friendship over the years. I mean, we came from pretty different backgrounds. Yep. And upbringings. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff, but we share a passion for entrepreneurship and small business and economic empowerment, and we share a lot of the same philosophies and values.
With our personalities, extreme tolerance, right?
Well, that's right. You know, and I just think that, you know, on this Christmas Day, which I wish the merriest of Christmases out to all of your listeners, on this Christmas Day, it's a great reminder to reconnect to some of those values. I mean, reconnect to, you know, the problem with the holidays, both on the Jewish and Christian side, is, you know, Christmas becomes more about receiving gifts,
right,
as Hanukkah, instead of remembering what the purpose of these core holidays are.
That's exactly right. And we've got so much, it's become so, and the more narcissistic and self-absorbed we become, and there's another thing, the more the government takes over from us the things that we used to do for each other. That's another
thing
I think that's not good for us, Andrew, is, you know, the Europeans aren't very benevolent as a people. They pay a lot of taxes. They expect the government to take over everything. In America, we're different than that, from those folks. We are individually more benevolent than anybody else in the world. And if we ever lose that, Andrew, I think we're going to lose something precious. What do you think?
Well, one of the things that's really bothered me over the last 15 years, ever since the 9/11 attack and Al Qaeda and ISIS, and, you know, how many people around the world hate us when we have been so benevolent. I mean, that benevolence does not happen with a magic wand. That benevolence comes from the tax dollars that you and I work 18-hour days to earn, and
or to give directly from our institutions,
right? And you know, so
from
either
from people, not even from the government.
or 535 people down on Capitol Hill deciding to give it away.
I think the answer is that one of the things that people first like to do about America is respect our leadership. And that's one thing I think we've got to restore in America is our global leadership position.
Big time.
Because you and I both know we break eggs sometimes. Sometimes we make mistakes, but fundamentally our goal, our purpose, our desire is to be benevolent. And we have been. I think our balance sheet tips in the form of benevolence. Over the history. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He and I will be right back. He's going to give us a report on what he's seeing out there. Andrew does business all over the world. He's going to give us a little bit of a tour of what he's seeing out across the landscape for the new year. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
It's the happiest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.